Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Listen to this. This is Kamala Harris. Listen to what a fraud she is. Complete fraudulent talk here from the Vice President of the United States.
Part of what I think has bogged this situation down and has not allowed for the kind of smart policy that we know can happen is because people, some, are pushing a false choice.
She's talking about gun violence. Listen to the false choice she's pushing.
Which suggests you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. I'm in favor of the Second Amendment. And I believe we need assault weapon bans.
Right.
We need background checks, universal background checks. We need red flag laws.
So she thinks that our constitutional rights mean nothing. All she has to do is say she favors one of them and then talk about all the ways she wants to see it chipped away at, and then somehow she's satisfied some test.
Which suggests you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. I'm in favor of the Second Amendment.
That's it. That's the full extent of her remarks in support of the Second Amendment.
I'm in favor of the Second Amendment.
And then she immediately goes to,
and I believe we need assault weapon bans.
But anybody who knows anything about our constitutional rights knows that those constitutional rights are there to protect us from the government. It is the government from which we need the protection of our gun rights. It is the government from which we need protection of our free exchange of ideas and our freedom of movement. It's not, you don't just pay lip service, and we believe that you believe in those things. You have to understand that the reason we have a Second Amendment is to protect our guns from being seized by the government. And she says she supports the Second Amendment and then talks about all the ways she supports taking away guns. 860-522-9842. BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark Christopher has the latest on the roads for us. What's going on, Mark?
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
Oh, man, people are upset. People are upset because Caitlin Clark is signing a $338,000 contract to cover her first 4 years playing in the WNBA. And some people say that's not enough, which is weird because I think they're the same people who argue the other side of it, that the NBA guys get paid too much. But now they're saying the NBA, if a rookie in the NBA, if the first round pick in the, well, the first pick overall will make $10 million in 1 year in the NBA, then Caitlin Clark should make the same. Can somebody make the argument about what relationship there is? Is there any relationship between what somebody makes in the NBA and what somebody should make in the WNBA? Do those things have anything to do with one another, please? clarify, because to me, it's nonsensical. Yet you have intelligent people who raise this issue. Ro Khanna, who is a member of Congress, he says that is wrong. Pay women what they deserve. Well, Caitlin Clark has more clout than any woman in all of basketball, and she's getting $75,000 a year. Then you know that she's getting, as much as a big draw is worth in the WNBA. So what these people seem to be arguing is that Caitlin Clark should get paid more than she's worth, and who is supposed to decide, do you think? And how does somebody decide how much you should get paid in the WNBA?
Hey, Todd.
Yes, sir. Roland.
Most of the people that complain about what women
are you make, on the air? Can everybody hear you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Most of the women that complain about what women make, they don't even go to the games. They don't follow the sport. They don't attend any events. So me myself, I take my daughter to a lot of WNBA games. So mm-hmm. I'm a part of
what
the culture.
What do you see that when you go to a WNBA game compared to an NBA game? Similar crowd sizes? The same?
No, not at all. Ticket prices are a lot cheaper, and it's not a lot. It's not filled. It's never sold out. So it's always hundreds of seats still empty when you get in there.
And how about the NBA? I don't go to a lot of NBA games. It's been maybe 10 years since I've been, but boy, whenever I'm there, it's packed, and there's all kinds of noise, and people are excited to be there, and it costs more money than God has just to get a popcorn.
Absolutely. And people pay it because it's entertaining. And I feel like the people that really love basketball are the people that attend, WNBA games. It's not people that are uncertain whether or not they like the sport. And
would hope not.
But if you go to NFL games or NBA games, there's a lot of people that really don't follow it, but they're just there for the entertainment portion of it.
Mm-hmm. Which is good, right?
Yeah. So that's what you want, but how do you make that appeal to people that just don't love the sport? I don't know. And she's getting $75,000, but she's also getting $3 million
endorsements.
So
yeah,
she's fine.
She's doing great.
She's fine. And absolutely, most of them will be getting that too now with everything happening with the Neil deals in college. So most of those girls are going to be getting those endorsement deals anyway. So they'll be fine.
All right. Thank you, Roland.
Yep.
By the way, Ro Khanna, the congressman I was quoting, he has another tweet. He says, one doesn't need to watch WNBA games to speak about pay fairness. She will bring new fans and likely juice WNBA ratings. She should be compensated for the expected ratings increase she will bring. Well, that's between her and the people who sign her contracts. These people are just panderers, I know, but people fall for this stuff. 860-522-9842. Should Caitlin Clark get an NBA salary to play in the WNBA? That essentially is the question that, and some people are saying, oh, that's clear. She should be. She should be paid millions of dollars, even though the team she'll play for doesn't generate that kind of income. Aaron's in Goshen. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, so I just think that it's whatever the market will bear, right? We live in a free market system.
We are supposed to live in one, but they don't want us to. The communists who occupy the Democratic Party, like this guy Ro Khanna, they don't want us to anymore be America. They want us to be the Soviet Union or something.
Well, I would say this. If these Democrats feel that way, then they need to get off their butts, buy tickets, buy jerseys, buy all kinds of, become fans. The problem is with the WNBA is that women just don't support women. I mean, as far as it goes, most 90% of the people that go to an NBA game are men. And most of the guys who go to NHL hockey games are men, and NFL football, men. Women, do your part. Go to these games. Support your fellow gender.
But why should they be forced to use a perverted value to decide what they want to do for entertainment. Shouldn't they get to go to entertainment that they find entertaining?
Well, obviously they don't find it entertaining.
Exactly. So why should they have to go? But it's not. It's not just women who
support it.
Yeah, but it's not just women making this argument. There's this whole political class on the left that argues.
I'm saying that's the fix, right? Is why is the NBA so popular? Well, men support it. Men play the game. Men continue to obsess about it. Women don't really have that outside of college, and even college basketball, I think, is mainly watched by men, seeing the up and coming women because it's interesting and it's kind of like a level playing field. We get to the WNBA and everybody's just kind of like watching baseball or going on vacation. So it's inherently up to the people that are complaining that the wages aren't what they should be. They should be the biggest advocates and fans out there, right? They should be they should be pushing that product.
Yes.
And instead of just saying, no, you should subsidize it. And the NBA does subsidize the WNBA. Without the NBA, there would be no WNBA because there's no draw. It's unfortunate. I mean, I feel bad for these women that are going out there and using up their bodies, physically playing the game every single night, night in and night out. But if it's not appealing, if it's only appealing to me and maybe 10 other people, I mean, it's kind of like it's a dying product.
Well, I think
they're just keeping it going.
I think they're fortunate they get to get paid to play a game they love, which they didn't used to do. And now they can. And that's because of how much people like the NBA. Because if the NBA is subsidizing the WNBA, then you have NBA fans to thank. Don't ya? Don't ya? Mike in Plainville, hi.
Anyone that knows basketball, that's watched it, that's played it, will tell you probably the first difference between women's basketball in college or WNBA, NBA, is the fact that they play a team concept. They pass the ball. They find the open person. NBA is too much one-on-one. That's why I stopped watching it about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy the women's game because it's on the ground. They run around on the ground. It's like watching the NBA 40 years ago.
I haven't enjoyed a Final Four, women's that is, even the men's, since UConn won it back in 99. I'll tell you, but you know what? On the other hand, people accept jobs under certain conditions. I mean, she's not getting paid nearly as much as the guys are in the NBA, but you know what? She's going to get endorsements. And that's the way it is. She loves to play the game. That's it. She loves it. I'm not going to go criticize someone, an organization, the fact that they don't pay someone enough money to play the game or do anything else. You know, that it just, it's really none of my business.
Did you get the weight of it?
Well, that's the right way to look at it. It's not your business. Thank you, Mike. 860-522-9842. What bothers me is that there is this fake and anti-American idea that because you're a woman and you're not getting paid as much as a man, that means somehow you're getting the shaft. There is no logical argument. If there is one, please call in. Even if you're just pretending, call in and make it, because I don't know what it is. What is the logical argument that Caitlin Clark, her pay should be based on how many people buy tickets to the NBA, which is essentially what they're saying, and how many people watch it on TV? Craig's next on WTIC. Hi, Craig.
I can't believe I'm calling about basketball. I'd rather sit and watch my fingernails grow. But look, it's very simple. They're in the same business, the NBA and the WNBA, but they're selling two different products. One product makes a lot of money. The other one doesn't make very much.
One is a highly successful, one of the most successful entertainment enterprises in the world. And the other one is a wannabe that someday may reach those heights, but we haven't seen any sign yet.
It may. I mean, the LPGA is growing. It's got a lot of followers, but not as many as watched the Masters over the last weekend. Women tennis players can do pretty well if they're at the top of the sport. But it's like saying Capital Grille and McDonald's. They're in the same business, but they're selling two different products. And I shouldn't pay $57 for a Big Mac because I pay it for a you know, a bone in ribeye.
That's great. I love that.
So, and your last call, I think it was Tim, was his name? He's right. Mm. Caitlin's going to make 10 times what she's going to make based on her salary, just in endorsements. She's going to do just fine, and I think she realizes that.
Well, I guess that is the point. The point is it's a marketplace, and you make your money where you can, and you find the value where it exists, and nobody owes you a living.
No, you don't inherit a salary just because you're playing a sport or whatever it is. It's like in sales, right? I have a lot of salesmen that work for me, and the guy that makes $50 million in revenue a year doesn't get paid with the guy that makes $5 million in revenue.
Well, isn't that hateful?
It's terrible. It's discriminatory.
Thank you for that, Craig. Nice to hear from you. Dolores is calling from East Hartford. Hi, Dolores.
Hi, how are you, Todd?
Do you have an argument for why Caitlin Clark should make a NBA rookie first draft pick salary?
No, I don't. I have an argument the other way. Is she got a scholarship for 4 years to get an education. If she's not happy with the deal of $76,000 a year, use your scholarship, whatever you went to school for, and go get a job with a higher benefit.
Yes. Yep. Or, wait around until somebody's willing to pay you more.
Right. And the $3 million in endorsements, of course, is going to be bringing her closer to any other NBA player.
Yeah. She's pretty lucky. And she is at the forefront of a new generation where maybe someday women will be able to command higher salaries because they'll be able to draw a bigger fan base.
Bigger fan base is right. So,
well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Nice to hear from you, Dolores. Ro Khanna, I was wrong. He's a businessman. A vision. I'm looking at his page on X. A vision for new economic patriotism. So he's the guy who's doing a lot of tweeting about how Caitlin Clark should get paid more. But if he's a businessman, this is such a stupid argument, because if what should Caitlin Clark's pay be based on, if not the economic structure of the WNBA? If the WNBA has resources that allow her to sign a $300,000 contract over 4 years, $380,000, whatever it is, that's awesome. Congratulations. There's not many people coming out of UConn first year in the professional life who are going to be making $76,000 a year. It would make more sense for the crazy lefties to be arguing that Caitlin Clark is being paid too much in the WNBA, that she should have to make a starting salary that's more in line with the average person coming out of UConn. If you want to have a communist country, why don't you argue it from that point of view instead of saying professional sports should be communist? Come on, Democrats. What's your position, please? 860-522-9842. Off we go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
For a little look at the roads, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What's going on with Mark Christopher and his traffic right now?
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
It's WTIC, 860-522-9842. I'm just reading on social media how upset all these people. I was just looking at this Twitter account, Lean In, and they're upset that Caitlin Clark isn't being paid as if she plays in the NBA. But what would be the premise? If she doesn't have a job in the NBA, why would she be paid like she plays there? I don't get what these people are thinking. Fritz in Berlin. Hi, Fritz.
Oh, hey, Todd. Hey, I have a question for you. Would it be if I touched on yesterday's topic just real quick?
Which one?
The wrong way drivers?
Sure.
Okay, so I had a conversation with a CTDOT official on Twitter, and the topic did come up. I asked him about the spike strips on the, you know, somebody getting on the highway the wrong way. He made a good point. The snowplow's got to run the things over, and the other one was that it's going to completely disable the vehicle right there in the middle of the off-ramp. So then I asked the guy, I said, did you see the video that you guys just posted on Twitter with the white car turning around in the road? And he said, yeah, see, the signs are working. I said, yeah, but there's nothing on the highway to let people know as they're getting off the highway that there's a runway driver coming up the ramp. You better pull over.
Mm-hmm.
So then one of them's going to get just totally broadsided by an 18-wheeler trying to turn around. And they had nothing to say.
Well, they found a, they found a solution that isn't necessarily the ideal solution, but may help. And they're looking to help the situation.
Yeah, they're going to need to put something on the highway itself. So when people are getting off the highway, there's a sign saying, do not exit, pull over right now, wrong way driver, you know, suspected. And pull over and let the car straighten themselves out or wait for the sign to stop flashing.
What do you think is going on that this has popped up as a problem out of nowhere?
Drugs.
You think it's drugs? Do you think it's the legalization of marijuana, or is it more, are people getting into crazier stuff?
There's terrible highway markings, especially at night and when there's, you know, inclement weather, snow. And they have the on-ramps and the off-ramps on the same two streets. And they have a median, and a lot of them, the median's way down. You may not realize you're on the wrong side down the on-ramp.
Yes, but the infrastructure has been around for a while. And all of a sudden, this problem is an epidemic. And so it seems more that there's something new in the culture, like the legalization of marijuana, maybe.
Or because since COVID, there's been a lot more. Maybe there's more people diving into their cell phones while they're driving.
Oh, that's true, too.
Not paying attention.
Yeah.
But anyways, I didn't mean to talk about yesterday's topic, but I wanted to answer that guy who suggested the spike strips. And I did understand DOT's point. You don't really want to disable a car in the middle of an off-ramp. That could be really troublesome.
Well, all of it's troublesome. So you're looking for some kind of compromise that makes things better. Thank you for that, Fritz. And I'm glad you called back because I remember you were trying to get on yesterday and disappeared a couple of times. Thanks for calling back. 860-522-9842. How much should Caitlin Clark get paid for playing in the WNBA? Should it be the same as the NBA? What are your thoughts? Join us, please. Mark Christopher's in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What's going on, Mark?
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
It's WTIC. It's just so funny. It's so funny that how irrational people are about this equality stuff, this pay disparity, they call it. But it's work disparity. Playing in the WNBA is different than playing in the NBA. Come on, man. Jeff in Marlboro, your thoughts, please.
Yeah, so I just want to kind of put the gender thing aside for a second and just say, Let's say someone, I mean, all these people, men or women, they work in basketball, okay? And if you work for, say, one of the big networks, you're a producer on their nightly news show, and then you work for one of their affiliates producing their nightly news show, you're not going to make as much. You're not in the same arena. You're not in the same level.
Different league.
And I mean, that even takes gender right out of it.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Like if you were an NBA player and you had to go do rehab or something, and they said, I'll go play in the WNBA. You wouldn't expect the WNBA to suddenly pay you $10 million a year.
Yeah, right.
Like, where would they get the money?
Yeah, I mean, it's just not on the same level. And speaking of, you know, the levels, like your one of the previous callers said, he'd rather watch his fingernails grow than basketball. But I feel the same way pretty much about Major League Baseball. But I actually went to a Yard Goats game, you know, mm-hmm. and I had a great time. And everything.
Well, that kind of baseball can be much better than the big leagues.
I feel for what I like that it really was. It was very fun, very entertaining, and it was a good time.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that. Are you arguing that the Argos should get paid the same as the Red Sox?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, they don't have the same draw. They don't, you know, it's all about your, you know, it's all about your size, you know, and they still get you pretty good in the concessions and the merchandise.
Well, so, they do their best.
Know. Yeah.
They need the money. All right. Thank you for the call, sir. Good to hear from you. Jeff, goodbye. Let's say hello to DJ in West Hartford. Hi, DJ.
Yeah. Hi, Todd. How are you?
What do you think?
I think it's ridiculous that they're only paying. What did you say she was getting paid? Like about $79,000?
75 first year. Fourth year, they've got an option for 79.
I think the problem is that the WNBA obviously is not on the same level as the NBA. Mm-hmm. But I think with Caitlin Clark, who has, you know, she holds every scoring record, beat every, you know, like NBA player, I guess, who that was in college, their record for most, you know, points scored. And I think what they're trying to do is build up the WNBA with signing her. But to sign her for like $75,000 or whatever it is, it's kind of ridiculous.
And why? I'm not saying, you know. What's wrong with it?
It's just, I don't know. Who can live on that amount of money?
75 yeah, I mean, grand? When I was, most of America lives on less.
Yeah, I know. I'm retired. I get a pension and a Social Security. My salary is like $50,000, which is ridiculous.
But hang on a sec. What do you think the average kid coming out of UConn is getting for a starting salary coming out of school?
In today's world, I depends on what kind of job they get. But I would think, you know, I don't know, 70,000-80,000 at least to start.
I don't think so. Only if they're talented kids and can write some great computer code or something. But that would be I think a way above average for a first year out of UConn. But maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. It's been
I don't know, but I don't think you can compare a graduate from UConn what their starting salary is compared to somebody that's in a professional sport.
Well, I'm not comparing the professions. You're saying how would she live? And I'm telling you that young people starting out in their careers have to make less than that.
Well, do you know what the salary is for say like a Sue Bird in the WNBA? Or
I'm looking at a couple. There's Kaylee Cooper and Jewel Lloyd are making 148,000, I guess, or I don't know, somebody's making 250. So there are people making more. Caitlin Clark apparently doesn't have that much leverage. Well, she might need a few years before she's worked that much. I don't know.
I don't really think so. I think with the signing of her, the way she is, the talent that she has and what she brings to the WNBA, she should have been at least, you know, I thought she was going to be signing like for $500,000 to $1 million a year. I didn't, you know, and I realized the WNBA once again is not on the same caliber and doesn't, you know, have the revenue. I don't know what, you know, what their revenue is and how, you know, how financially good they are, you know.
Well, so the minimum salary in the WNBA is 62 grand. The biggest star in the league is making 250. Roland is telling me.
And
she's not there apparently yet. She doesn't have the leverage to draw more. However, they will gladly, I would assume, pay her, and I'll bet there's incentives in those contracts that if the attendance goes up or whatever, sales go up, then they'll compensate her.
Yeah, I think they to keep her, to keep her in the league, I would hope that they reconsider that and give her some kind of incentive, like you said.
Maybe listen to this. Yeah. The base salary for WNBA rookies varies based on their draft position. For picks number 1 to 4, the base salary in their debut year is $76,500. Picks 5 through 8 earn a lower base of $73,400. So they've got incentives, and she'll probably end up making a lot more, and she'll make more with her endorsements.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's going to be a wealthy woman. And she's going to have a blast, and she signed the contract, which is really the only thing we need to be concerned about. If she signed the contract not under duress, what's there to complain about?
Well, I think she warrants a lot more, to be honest with you, because she's a superstar, and you're going to see that in the attendance of people, you know, going to these games to see her. And
well,
and
that would be built into her incentive structure then. If she can, if her appearance there changes the turnout and stuff like that.
Right.
Thank you, DJ. Good to talk with you. 860-522-9842. We've got David and Granby. Hi, David.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on Caitlin. they're definitely, they don't draw in the same money. It's not the same game.
True.
I don't know if you know, but they even, like, when he's comparing, Caitlin Clark has all the collegiate records, even including the men's. They don't even play with the same basketball. So, I don't, you know, if you're shooting a basketball that's much smaller, it's going to go through the rim a lot easier. So, I don't know. There's just comparisons like that, that it's not the same. You know, if you're in the NBA, there's a lot of money there, you know.
But the real thing isn't – I mean, I get your point about it being less competitive and taking less talent and stuff. But the real point is if the WNBA, despite what you just said, drew 5 times as many fans and could charge five times as much to get into the game and had a contract with a network for 5 times as much money as the NBA gets, then they would – then there'd be an argument.
Yeah. No, I get it. But believe me, nobody should feel sorry for Caitlin and what she's making. She's, you know, endorsements alone are going to be off the chart, you know. So there's.
She is a blessed.
The team is going to profit incredibly from her being on the team. There's
absolutely.
No question about.
So will she. Everybody who gets near that young woman is going to do just fine. Thank you, David. Ken in Newington. Hi, Ken.
Hi. You know, WNBA versus the NBA. Bottom line is, market activity doesn't justify the so-called WNBA. So being brought up to par with the NBA, it's
right.
Not there. The size of the arenas is not there. Number one, the prime time television coverage is not there. Okay, it's not. There's more of a direct correlation between minor league baseball, for example, and major league baseball, if you will, because you have a lot of stars in minor leagues that are getting ready to come up to the major league level and so forth. And you see a lot more television games and so forth. Nor are the size of the arenas as big where they
right.
play on a regular basis.
Yeah, it would feel terrible if the size of the arena was the same because it would feel like nobody was there.
Yeah, and take a look at baseball. Good example right now. It'll be the last thing I'm going to say. Baseball, for example, these contracts, and I hate to see them, you know, these $700 million a year and this and that and so forth. The only reason owners are spending that kind of money is because they're making money. They're losing money on an annual basis with budget deficits, but the net value of their asset, the team within the city they're located, is going through the roof.
So they make it back when they sell the team, you mean?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unbelievable. So, I mean, we're comparing apples and oranges here with that kind of discussion.
Exactly, yes, but this is what people who have positions of visibility and can make these points and cause arguments to take place, they say these things. And I think they're just pandering, and thank you, Ken, for the call. I think they're just posing to try to look like they believe in something that makes no sense. Now, it used to be in America you wouldn't go on national TV like Hoda Kotb and say things that make no sense on purpose as if that would be virtue signaling. How could it be virtue signaling to say things that are dumb? To suggest that it makes sense to feel badly for somebody like Caitlin Clark, who's making the exact salary that you make as a number one pick in the WNBA. She's making their base salary. That's their official base salary for the number one pick. She's not being underpaid. She's being paid exactly the right amount. But if you want to pretend that other ridiculous arguments, like there should be pay equity wherever they make the argument, where the circumstances are different, you know, that's just craziness. But if you want to look good, if you want to look like you're cheering for your team or trying to attract a certain set of viewers to a TV show or whatever. So this is Hoda Kotb, who's a host of one of those TV shows in the morning.
In the first year, Caitlin Clark will earn $76,535. In the second year, Caitlin Clark, the number one pick, will earn $78,066. In the third year of her contract, she'll get $85,000. And then the final year, she gets $97,000.
Right.
Okay, so this is what the number one player, who's now at the WNBA, who's already filling stadiums, and they know it,
right,
because they're already
and
selling out.
And had better
out,
ratings in the Final Four. Rating.
Right. And I understand people are going to tell me about math.
We
and like
understand
math. The WNBA
math.
Didn't, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't care about math right
okay,
now.
Okay, now please
I
tell us what a man who's the number one draft pick gets
the
paid.
The number one draft pick in the NBA.
Yes.
A number one draft pick, you know, first year, $10 million. $10 million, $76,000.
Yeah, that...
So is that pay disparity? Is that because of the is that because of the gender of the players or because of their ability to perform? They're making the argument as if it's a gender-based decision. But if Caitlin Clark could play in the NBA and dominate in her first year in the NBA, if Caitlin Clark could, instead of playing with the women, could play with the men and be a dominant player, then she would be getting the $10 million instead of the $76,000. So she's getting exactly what she's supposed to get as a top player in the WNBA.
By the way, this is like picking at an old scab
yeah.
for many women.
What's happening with you?
Sitting for many years next to co-anchors
yeah.
over the years and
yes.
not knowing what anyone got paid and then discovering that
yeah.
like you were making like a tiny fraction of what
yes.
the guy was making
yes.
next to you. Like, I think it's all these old things, and there was something about it, like I was imagining the little girls with the signs who were filling the stadiums, who were now obsessed with basketball, with signs that say Caitlin. And society, I guess, is saying, well, this is what that's worth right,
right
now. That's
right.
worth $76,000.
Well, it's not society saying that. It's the people who have to pay her salary, who would have no way to get their hands on $10 million to pay her $10 million. Because it doesn't exist in the environment where she's capable of competing. But I guess Hoda Kotb was confessing that she knows she's not making any sense and that she's making an emotional argument rather than a logical one. And if that's what she wants to do, if she just wants to go on TV and be emotional so that everybody else can be emotional with her, I guess she's doing the right thing. We'll take more phone calls on this coming up. 860-522-9842. We've got rants coming up. 860-751-4698. And we got Mark Christopher right now in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What is it like out there, Mark?
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.